K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. What's up? It's Monday, folks, March 10th, 2025, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is men's, women's basketball. We'll talk about men's basketball in the next episode here. Women's tennis, which we'll get to in a second. Soccer. Football and everything else in between. That's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for hopping on board to this podcast, checking this out for the first time. If you've been following us for a while, since the beginning of the year, in and out, or been with us since the very beginning, back when the craziness started, COVID, thank you so much again for your support of this podcast, folks. And don't forget, if you've not already, make sure you do subscribe, like, subscribe. You know what it is. About the pot, like, subscribe, leave us. It definitely is a Monday. Like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time I post content daily. Yes, I mean daily. We'll be right there to be notified about it. How about K-State women's tennis, folks? Woo! Another one. Sweep. This is the third straight win for K-State women's tennis. Who had that on their bingo card? Definitely not me. But women's tennis right now playing very well. Keep this in mind. I have not posted any of the tennis episodes. I might as well just go ahead and post one of those up now or after I get off of here anyways. K-State took care of West Virginia yesterday in Morgantown. Remember, after the calling out of his team during the double, not winning doubles matches, Jordan Smith. Well, this team continues to play well. Women's tennis beats West Virginia 4-2 there, and K-State back over 500. And look at this developing story: women's tennis. And on a podcast last week, I said that who's the hottest team on campus? Women's golf. Because the fact that it's so disappointing about the women's basketball team losing 4 out of 6. And there's a legitimate fact right there on that. But K-State women's tennis is going to have something to say about it here pretty soon. 3 straight conference wins since falling flat in the face against UCF in the conference opener there. Veronica Cole, this time, K-State was led by Maria Santos, the veteran junior, and, of course, senior Veronica Kohova getting it done there as well. Let me see here. I am going to, let's see here. Yeah, so we're going to get Jordan Smith here. I wanted to get to him first before we get to all the results here. Jordan Smith, 2 road wins. Who saw this coming? This back-to-back road wins. Usually, at least since we started this podcast anyways, several years ago, usually K-State either wins one or loses both of them on the road. But here, Jordan Smith's team's taking a big step up in the building block in that, folks. Jordan Smith, after the win here, quote, saying, "We're really proud of this team for being warriors. It's not easy to win on the road in this league. Still have to improve on our stats in match on our starts and matches, but happy to be heading back with 2 wins. We earned them." And he was very pumped up about that right there. This is a huge confidence right here. West Virginia, Cincinnati was pretty good overall wise. And then you have West Virginia. They were over 500 as well coming in here. West Virginia. No, they weren't. They were under 500, excuse me, under 500, 6-9, and 0-4. So, finally, K-State women's tennis finally take care of some teams that they should be taken care of, right? You win the game, win the games, win the matches that you're supposed to win, and K-State finally stepped up to the plate and said, "Hey, enough's enough. We got to go out here and take care of business there as well." So good job by this women's tennis squad there for getting it done. That's huge. They're 6-5 overall, and right now 3-1 in the Big 12. Woo! On the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer recording on a Monday. Happy Monday, or Hope you're getting through a Monday okay. Monday, the March of 10th, 2025. I'm going to start with a doubles match. And and I don't know how they managed this because they lost 2-3. So I said at the top of the episode, Jordan Smith called out his team for not winning doubles matches. Well, they didn't win. They only won one of the matches, doubles matches here. That was Kohova and Santos there beating Maja Dacic and Lia Byers 6-4. While our girl Marlogo C, Charlotte Kettle, they lost in the number one doubles match there. Along with Sarah Garagonki and Zena Rusmova also lost. So somehow, because doubles matches, doubles points mean more, apparently. Casey rallied, and they rallied in the singles there. 2-3-4-5. Woo, they made it up right there as well. And their number one, Zena Rusmova, lost in two sets there as well here. I don't know what's going on here in the city. I don't know what's going on here. All right. Yeah, yeah, sorry about that. Around the EG3 confines here this weekend. There's been some weirdness going on. And I recorded the postcast. You guys should have listened to the postcast yesterday. There, I mentioned there's been some craziness Sunday. So I'm keeping, I don't know what's going on outside of here. But that's why if you see me, sorry for me tailing off a little bit here. Yeah, I just don't know what people are doing these days. So I'm definitely keeping close to out everybody. But anyway, Charlotte Kettle, Marlogo C, Maria Santos, Veronica Kohova won their match, singles matches there in straight sets. Yep, they all have something in common there. There was not a third set in his matches. There was an unfinished match there because K-State winning four matches in singles. That got it done right there. And, of course, yeah, doubles matches, I guess, are two. And very fortunate that we're able to get those as well. Yeah, Rusmova lost in the number one spot there as well. But Kettle, Marlogo C, Veronica Kohova, and Maria Santos won their singles matches. That was the difference of those matches there as Kansas State women's tennis has now won three straight Big 12 conference matches. Who had that on that bingo card at the start of the athletic calendar year? Not me, that's for sure. But that is a huge confidence boost. Now, as you go home now, Friday, take on Oklahoma State, who's 2-1 in the conference, 8-6. That is going to be a big matchup there. Back at home, Manhattan, 4:00 on Friday there for K-State Women's Tennis. So congratulations there, Jordan Smith. How about this, folks? After starting off on the wrong foot in conference play, you win three in a row. You're 3-1 Big 12. Now, can't go home and take care of business. We'll see about that. Gets a good Oklahoma State team there after losing to UCF and K-State. Women's tennis overall record is now up to 6-5. For a Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. Whenever you have a chance to record K-State content again. If you have not subscribed to this podcast already, what are you doing? Make sure you do hit the subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell, and Podbean will be active this week. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast here. Men's Women's Basketball is going to be on tap for discussion here this week over there on that channel with Alex Aiden. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State Women's Tennis 4, West Virginia 2. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast with Cats.